This is Dan Tallarico, PR and social media specialist here at Printing Industries, and I'm with...
I'm Julie Schaefer. I'm Vice President Digital Technologies at Printing Industries of America.
And this is our second Integrated Print Forum 2011 audio boo. Hope you listened to the first one. It was a doozy. And we have a question here to kick off this one from Aaron Rains. He wrote on Google+, how do you get started building a mobile application?
Well, as you would imagine, it does involve coding. And there are plenty of companies out there. Now, when we're talking about Apple with their iOS developer program, it's pretty easy for one to become a part of that program. It's just $99 a year. But that just makes you a part of the program. You still have to have someone actually build out and develop and test your app. And then they will help with the distribution of it, of course. So, you know, it does take some coding to do that. Now, we could talk about some of the folks we're going to be talking to at the Integrated Print Forum coming up here in October. One of our keynotes is Michael Schneider, and Michael is the CEO of a company called Mobile Roadie. And, you know, it's fairly expensive, it can be, and time-consuming to build an app depending upon what the app is. In the case of their company, they sort of take it to a level where it's almost like a service bureau where they help you build apps for a relatively inexpensive cost. And so they're sort of trying to bring app development to the people. And he's going to actually be talking to us about how smaller companies would be able to have an app as well as larger ones.
Now, in sort of today's marketplace, would you say it was a necessity for a printer to have a mobile app?
Well, you know, a lot of folks think they have to have an app just because, you know, because it's there.
It's and a I thing
think,
to do.
Yeah, but and I don't really think there's a need for that. There's so many millions of apps out there right now. You know, the average person has 50, 60 on their phones or on their tablet devices. But I will say there are purposes for them and places where it might be a good idea. But not just to have it for your own business, but, you know, this could also be a service as we start to expand our service offerings beyond print. Building apps for our customers, especially for folks in marketing, because mobile marketing is really one of the big places, one of the big growth areas. If you look at any of the studies of where marketers are putting their money, it's into social and it's into mobile. And so understanding how to do this, just like we've done with some of the other things like QR codes and pearls and integrated marketing campaigns, this is just a part of it. So it's an area where we as print service providers, marketing service providers, really need to grow and adapt and be able to provide these apps that our customers may want, as well as some of the other marketing needs that they have.
All right. That's really good app information. Do you have a favorite app that you want to share with the audience?
You know,
Angry Birds?
No. No, you know, I do a lot of work with testing QR codes. You know, I want to see how they work and how universal they are. So my iPhone is actually completely filled with different types of QR code readers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got a white paper on that on the Digital Printing Council website talking about how the readers work with different actual markers. So unfortunately, I'm, you know, as obsessed personally with the stuff that I do here. So I don't have that many personal apps out there.
Maybe next time. All right. I guess that's everything. Any final words?
No, I'm just really looking forward to hearing from Michael, because Mobile Roadie, you know by the name, Roadie sounds like bands, and so they do have a lot of bands, although they have a lot of business accounts as well. So, you know, Madonna's app is, they've built that, and Taylor Swift's, and they do a lot with record companies. So I think it's going to be really interesting to hear just the people that he talks to and the apps that they've built and how we can translate that into our industry. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, and he'll be at the Integrated Print Forum 2011. You can find out more information at printing.org/integratedprint. And we hope to see you there. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.